0 against Michigan State. Indiana, in second place, with an 11-1 two-loss record, tangles with Wisconsin tonight in Bloomington, Indiana. Now, an Indiana win and an Illinois loss would create a tie for the championship and necessitate a playoff 1 week from tonight at the Williams Arena in Minneapolis, Minnesota. If both Illinois and Indiana should lose tonight, the Illini still would win the crown. The magic combination for Indiana fans is an Illinois loss coupled with an Indiana win over Wisconsin. Tonight's Illinois-Michigan State scrap is a battle between the league's top offensive unit against the number one defensive squad. Illinois tops the conference offensively with an average of 72 points per game. Michigan State, on the other hand, has limited opponents to an average of 49 per game. Another thing in the Spartans' favor is that win or lose, they'll wind up in seventh place under the able guidance of Pete Newell, the former San Francisco University coach who's filling out his first season here at Michigan State College. Thus, fans, the pressure is all on Illinois tonight, and it's certainly off Michigan State. This is the first time in the two schools' history that they have ever hooked up in a major athletic dual event. Illinois football or basketball teams never have met Michigan State teams up until tonight. So this will inaugurate a new rivalry between the two Big Ten schools, Michigan State and Illinois. At the present time, the lights have been dimmed here in this beautiful, and we mean just exactly that, it's a very fine athletic plant, the Jennison Fieldhouse here in East Lansing. And they're introducing the members of the starting teams, that is, from both teams. Right now, Illinois members are being introduced out there on the floor. And while they introduce the lineups down there with the PA system, we'll give you our starting lineup up here in our broadcasting booth. Remember, we're speaking way high at the very rafters of this Jennison Fieldhouse from the west side of the fieldhouse. Consequently, the south basket will be to our right and the north basket to our left, just like it is in the George Huff Gymnasium back in Champaign. Now the starting lineup. For Illinois, Clyde Fulmer, 6'4". He's a sophomore from Forest at one forward. He'll be teamed up with another 6'4" lad, Irv Bamoris. Morris, a 19-year-old sophomore from Chicago. At center for the Fighting Illini, coached by Harry Combs, trying for another successful coaching season. It'll be Bob Peterson, P-E-T-E-R-S-O-N, the giant, the 6'8" lad from Elgin, another sophomore. At the two guard spots will be the two reliable, Ron Fletcher and Captain Don Sunderledge. Fletcher is a 6'4" junior who hails from Champaign, and Sunderledge is another lad from Elgin. He's a senior, S-U-N-D-E-R-L-A-G-E. So there you have the starting lineup now for Illinois. Clyde Fulmer, Irv Bamoris, Bob Peterson, Rod Fletcher, and Don Sunderley. Now for Michigan State, coached by Pete Newell, it'll be Bob Carey, C-A-R-E-Y, Bob Carey at one forward. Carey stands 6'5" tall, a 20-year-old junior who weighs in at 215 pounds. At the other forward starting berth will be Bill Bower, B-O-W-E-R, 5'11" tall, a 20-year-old junior. At center for Michigan State, Ray Steffen, S-T-E-F-F-E-N. He stands 6'5", 23-year-old senior who tips the scales at 210 pounds. At one guard will be Sonny Mean. His real first name is Clarence, nicknamed Sonny. Sonny Mean, 5'11", a 23-year-old junior. And the captain will start up the other forward for Michigan State, Jim Snodgrass, S-N-O-D-G-R-A-S-S. Steffen walks in the center of the court, shakes hands with Bob Peterson. It'll be a jump ball between the two centers, Ray Steffen of Michigan State, Peterson of Illinois. The Illini in this first half will be going to the north goal to our left, Michigan State the south goal to our right. Steffen walked in there and he shook hands with Bob Peterson, but Bob Carey will be the boy jumping up in the air for Michigan State. The ball tipped over the right side to Bill Bower. He clears the ball, hands off to Snodgrass. Snodgrass brings down over the right side of the court, guarded by Clyde Fulmer, and the ball game is underway. Illinois needs Whistlin to win undisputed the Big Ten basketball title. Down the deep right corner it comes to Snodgrass, moves the ball over the right side to Bower. Bower stands holding on to it. Bamoris is guarding Bower. Moves the ball back in the center of the court. Now to Sonny Means. Down the left side to Bob Carey. Carey stands on. Moves the ball back out on the front court. Now to Snodgrass. Down the right side into Ray Steffen. He's not working on the post. Out in front with the two guards. Now it comes down the left side. Now to Bower. Just moving on to it. In the corner it goes to Carey. A bounce pass on the post into Steffen. Steffen feeds out on the side. The two-handed set shot by Bower. Out. No good. Rebounded by Peterson of Illinois. And Michigan State has done just what many expected them to play good, controlled basketball. Not taking a shot until they work their pet set play. The ball is brought down by Bemoris of Illinois into center lead. Now back over to Rod Fletcher in the middle of the court. Down the left side, it comes into Clive Palmer. Starts in, breaks around his man, can't get away a shot. Loops it back out on the side now to Rod Fletcher. Dribbles it once. In the middle of the court, it comes to Don Sunderley. To bounce pass down the right side, Irv Bemoris. A jump shot in the free throw line is up. Hits the rim, bounces off, no good, but a foul called against Carey. A foul against Bob Carey of Michigan State. The two officials tonight, Clyde Castle of Purdue and Jim Crow of Indiana. Castle and Crow, the two officials. One free throw coming now to 6'8" sophomore Bob Peterson of Elgin. The shot's up. It's good. And Illinois leads Michigan State in the opening minutes of the first half, 1-0 tonight from the Denison Fieldhouse in East Lansing, Michigan. The pass from Snodgrass comes down to Sonny Means, a 5'11" stride. The ball is knocked away by Clive Palmer. There goes Palmer in on a layup shot. He scores! Clive Palmer paying good. Heads up and alert defensive basketball. Intercepted that pass and sent it for Snodgrass. Went in for a cripple shot. Illinois leads 3-0. The pass comes in the middle now, where it's finally picked up by Sonny Means. He falls down, picks up the ball again, drives in the middle of the court, gives off to Snodgrass. Snodgrass over the right side. It comes into Stefan now. They're working a weave out there in front. Snodgrass again holding onto the ball. On the right side, it comes to Sonny Means. Speeds up his dribbling, goes down the right side, in the right corner, into Bauer. Bauer back out in front now to Means, just standing around dribbling with it. Now he moves the ball down the right side to Carey. Carey breaking for the basket, lays the ball over his shoulder. It's out, no good. Rebounded by Fletcher, and Fletcher was fouled. A foul called on Ray Stefan of Michigan State. Illinois 3, Michigan State nothing. We have played 1 minute and 50 seconds so far of the first period here in East Lansing. Rod Fletcher walking down there. He has one free throw coming. He shoots the free throw from the north goal to our left. Bounces the ball around a couple of times. Peterson underneath the basket to the right, and Clive Palmer is the middle man over to the left lane. Here's the one-handed push free throw. It's good by Rod Fletcher, and Illinois leads 4-0. Illinois, top in offense in the league against Michigan State, the top defensive unit in the Big Ten. Bringing the ball down the left side is Means. Gives off to Bauer. Bauer turning around on a pick play. Starts up his dribbling in the middle. Hooks it back out in front to Snodgrass. Down the right side of the carry. Carey is guarded now by Bob Peterson. Looping past over the left side of the court. Stefan pushes up on a one-hander. It's good! That's Ray Stefan scoring for Michigan State on a 45-degree angle on the 15-footer from the left side. Illinois 4, Michigan State 2. Sunderley's in the middle. Gives off to Bemoris. A 20-footer taken by Bemoris. Hits the rim. No good. And taken off by Michigan State. Bill Bauer. He feeds down the right side to Snodgrass. He comes racing down the right side, comes in the corner. Now he moves back out in front, guarded by Clyde Palmer. In the corner it comes to Stefan, pushes it back out in front to Snodgrass, loops it on the left side now to Sonny Means. He speeds up, he's dribbling in the middle. The ball's knocked away by Clyde Palmer, and they call a foul. It's against Clyde Palmer of Illinois. Palmer tried to do the same thing he did a couple of minutes ago when he intercepted that Michigan pass and dribbled half the length of the court for a cripple shot. But this time he fouled Jim Snodgrass in trying to wrest the ball away from Snodgrass. One free throw for the Spartan captain. He lays it up. It's good. A two-handed shot from the free throw line scores for Michigan State, and the Spartans have now pulled it within 1 point of Illinois. A pass comes down to Bemoris. Michigan State pressing all over the court now. Down the left side, it comes into Clive Palmer. Flips the ball behind his back into Bemoris in the corner. Irv stands holding on to it. In the corner, gives it to Rod Fletcher. Takes the one-hander. It's up. Hits the rim. Bounces off. No good. And it's taken by Stefan of Michigan State. He clears the ball over the board. Gives over the right side now to Sonny Means. The Spartans trying to pull an upset tonight, and the crowd of around 7,000 all for them. This place can seat 12,500, but when you don't have a winner, they claim you don't fill the Denison Fieldhouse, and they haven't. It's filled tonight. Here's a one-handed push shot taken by Carey. It's way wide out, no good, and it's taken by Rod Fletcher, who comes hard over the boys. A long pass down court taken by Clive Palmer. Starts in for the basket, lays the shot up, over the board, out, no good, but as he raced in for that shot, he was fouled. The foul against Jim Snodgrass of Michigan State. Clyde Castle and Jim Crow refereeing the ball game tonight. Palmer was fouled. He has two free throws coming. It's the first personal foul of the evening on Snodgrass of Michigan State. Here's the first of two by Clive. It's good. And Illinois leads by a score of 5-3 over the Spartans. Illinois wearing their orange and blue traveling uniforms tonight. Here comes the next one by Clive Palmer. Rims the basket, no good, but a tip in by Peterson is good. Big 6'8" Peterson will be high in the air and bang that ball over the board. And he scored for Illinois. It's 7-3 now in favor of the Illini over Michigan State. 3 minutes and 30 seconds have been played so far in the first half. Bringing the ball down the left side as Blonde Burke cuts. Sonny Means, he hooks the ball to the Bauer in the corner to Means, taking a two-handed set shot. He rings it through. Sonny Means scoring in a beautiful two-handed set shot from the deep left corner, a 15-footer parallel with the board. 7-5, Illinois leads by two. Sunderley brings it down the left side. On the right side, he gives to Clive Palmer. Tempted to take a shot, doesn't. Loops it back out in front of Sunderley. Driving hard for the free throw area. The shot up, out, no good. Rebounds his own shot, comes off with the boards with it, and he's tied up. It'll be a jump ball. Jumping for Michigan State, Snodgrass. Jumping for Illinois, Sunderland. Illinois 7, Michigan State 5 at the end of 4 minutes of play in the first period. The ball tipped up over the right side and it goes out of bounds. Given to Michigan State since Peterson hit it last. Throwing in is Jimmy Snodgrass, a 6'1" senior from Pearson, Indiana.
Loops the ball over to Sonny Mean. The bounce pass in the post and the carry. Carey turns around from the free throw area. Can't get away with the shot. Loops it on the right side. Now to Steffen. Steffen moves it back out in front to Sonny Mean. Mean standing, dribbling with the ball. Sunderley's guarding. A bounce pass comes in to Snodgrass. A jump shot in and out. No good. From the free throw line by Snodgrass. Rebounded by Fletcher. Fletcher bounces the ball over to Memorse. He loses the ball. Picked up by Snodgrass. Throw it around. He's passing to Carey. There he goes. A nice looping pass from Snodgrass into Carey. Ties up the ball game at 7 apiece. And Illinois. We'll have to fight back now. The pass comes on the post and the Fletcher down the left side to Sunderland. Pumps in one end of it's up. It's good. A 20-footer and a big spool goes up from this Michigan straight crowd as Sunderland squishes the net with one of his patented one-handers. A 20-footer from the left side of the court. 9-7, Illinois leads by two. Means brings the ball down the left. Hands off to Snodgrass. Snodgrass in the middle. Underhand pass comes into Steffen. Works his way back out in the middle now to Carey. Takes the one ender from the left side. It's no good. Rebounded by Peterson. He passes down to Rod Fletcher, the 6'4" junior from Champaign. Brings the ball past the Green, the center line. Green and white, the school colors of Michigan State. Now back over to Sunderland. Down the right side into Fletcher from the free throw area. Fletcher stops, gives off to Morris, who takes the one-hander. It's up, it's way, way short. And Peterson tips it back into play. However, it's intercepted by Bauer of Michigan State. Pete doing a tightrope back, almost lost his balance as he tried to knock that ball back into play, but he knocked it right in the outstretched arms of Bauer. Now the pass comes down midcourt, where it's taken by Snodgrass. A looping pass in the middle there, taken by Means, but a traveling infraction is called against Snodgrass of Michigan State, and the ball goes out of bounds to Illinois. They'll bring it in from the west side line here at midcourt. Sunderland passing into Memorse. He went a push pass down to Clive Palmer from the free throw area. Jump shot by Clive. It's up. It is out. No good. What for? Taken off by Peterson underneath the basket. Passed into Fletcher. His jump shot from the side. No good. It's funny. Struggled for and taken off by Carey of Michigan State. And they call another foul. This time it's against Peterson of Illinois. Here comes Ted Beat into the ballgame for Illinois. Ted was one of the great Illinois basketball stars in the game against Northwestern Saturday night in the Chicago Stadium. He poured through 21 points to spark an Illinois attack in midway stages there of the first half. Beat replaces Irv Morris. It's 9-7 with Illinois leading Michigan State, and Bob Carey, the recipient of one free throw, to the south basket to our right. Michigan State clad in their white uniforms tonight with green numerals. Carey, a big, hulking, 6'5", 215-pounder, who was one of the star pass receivers on the Michigan State Football Club. In fact, he was so good, he was named by his teammates to be captain of the 1951 football squad here at Michigan State. Here's the underhand free throw by Carey. It's good for 1 point. Carey scores an underhand free throw. It's 9-8. Michigan State pressing all over the court. Now the pass comes into Sunderland, and Sunderland was fouled here by Sonny Mean. And the Michigan State fans do not like this one iota. Personal foul number one called there on Sonny Means of the Spartan Crew. 9-8, Illinois leads by one. Sunderland, Beach, Clive Palmer, Bob Peterson, and Rod Fletcher working for Illinois. For Michigan State, it's Bob Carey, Bill Bauer, Ray Steffen, Sonny Means, and Jim Snodgrass. Castle and Crow, the two officials. Here's the free throw by Diane Sunderland. It's up, hits the rim, bounces off, no good. A tip-in shot by Clive Palmer, no good. Rebounded off of the boards by Carey. He's a tough lad to move out of there. Passes down to Snodgrass. Snodgrass guarded carefully by Clive Palmer, dribbling back out in the middle of the court now. Stops, holds onto the ball. Can't move around because he's used all of his dribbling. Now he moves the ball down the right side into Steffen. Steffen standing, holding onto it, guarded by Rod Fletcher. Back out in front of Snodgrass. It's when a push pass comes down to Steffen. Steffen feeds way across court into Bob Carey. Moves that left foot back a little bit. Tries to get around Peterson, dribbles it once, can't. Moves the ball back out in front to Sonny Means. It's 9-8 in favor of Illinois over Michigan State. Here's Carey taking one-hander, rolls off, no good. Taken by Ted Beach. He fires a pass down to Clive Palmer. Back over to Beach. Beach in the middle of the court, brings it past the green center line. Wheeling over the right side, stops. Back out in front now to Clive Palmer. Dribbles it once, gives off to Beach. Takes a long 20-foot one-hander. There it is, hits the rim, no good. Rebounded by Bauer of Michigan State. Clears the ball over to Means. And so far, the Spartans and the Illini have been on about even terms in the rebounding department. Means passes down the right side into Steffen. Steffen turns around, moves the ball in the center of the court to Snodgrass. Down the left side, it comes to Carey. Carey just standing, holding onto it. Pushes the ball back in the center to Means. Now he gives it off to Steffen in the middle. Here's a jump shot from the side, taken by Bauer. It's good! And Michigan State leads for the first time tonight, 10-8. The Spartans 10, the Illini 9, rather. A 10-9 score with Illinois trailing by only 1 point. Down the left side comes Sunderland in the middle. A bounce pass down to Beach. Moves the pass into Clive Palmer. Palmer over the left side to Sunderland. Pumps in one hander. It's up in the air. Rolls around off. No good. It's rebounded by Snodgrass of Michigan State. He passes down to Means. Means brings the ball in the center of the court for the Spartans, coached by Pete Newell. Now he stops. Passes down to Bauer. Guarded by Ted Beach. Bauer stands, holds onto it in the corner. It comes to Means, whips it back out in front of the court now to Snodgrass. On the right side of the Carey. He just stands, hooks the ball on the post now into Steffen, loops it back out on the side to Carey. Steffen screens, Carey shoots, it's off, no good. Rebounded by Bauer. Bauer turns around, tries a right-handed hook shot that does not go in. The ball's batted up in the air and taken off by Ted Beach of Illinois. beats, passes over in the center of the court now to Clive Palmer. Here comes Clive racing down with the ball. Stops, holds on to it. Back out in front to Beats, and double dribbling is called there on Clive Palmer of Illinois. Double dribbling called on Palmer. It's 10-9 in favor of Michigan State. A low-scoring ball game so far with 8 minutes gone in the first period. The ball is brought down by Means on the right side to Snodgrass. Down the right corner to Steffen. He holds it above his head. Guarded by Fletcher. Now Steffen shoots a one-hitter. It's way wide to the left. No good. Rebounded by Beach. He clears the ball off of the board. And he fires a pass down the right side into Rod Fletcher. Fletcher brings it down, crosses over in the center of the court now. Now he dribbles over the right hand, goes down the deep right court. Now he starts to barrel in for the shot. And here's a foul called on Bob Peterson of Illinois. Before Fletcher could get away, that shot, a foul was called on Peterson, the shoving foul. Personal foul number 2 on the 6-foot, 8-inch Illinois center.